What is up, you beautiful human? Hello and welcome back to the Raw, Real and Vulnerable podcast with me, your host, Bec Antonucci. Fam, we are going there today on all things HSV. You know, it's a conversation that I love to get into the nitty gritty of. And reason being, I really feel like not anyone speaks about the herpes virus the way that I do online, on the internet. I have such a unique perspective. I am really embodied in the spiritual connection that we all individually have with the virus and how much this virus is an amplifier of all our trauma, all our limiting and false beliefs, and anything that is not serving us that exists within. I truly believe that we can look at the herpes virus as a really strange gift in really strange wrapping paper, supporting us all to elevate, transform, evolve, and become the greatest, highest frequency versions of ourselves who were to ever exist. In a world that has really moved towards Instagram, Instagram filters, Instagram likes, engagements, algorithms, people pleasing, appeasing, curating the self for the sake of affection, affirmation, confirmation, validation from others, to be able to be so rooted in, I fucking choose myself no matter what the fuck the world thinks of me, and owning the herpes virus. Do you know how fucking powerful that is? Do you know how powerful that is? Like, I'm just going to say it for a third time. Do you know how powerful that is? Like, any single time in my life when something rocks me, I now say to myself, if I can overcome the stigma and shame of HSV, I can overcome fucking anything. And right now I'm kind of in it when it comes to leaving my home of 6 years and the grief that I've been experiencing. And sometimes it feels all consuming and painful. I know that I'm the caterpillar that is exiting the cocoon and becoming the butterfly, but it's fucking painful. And I know that the caterpillar isn't enjoying their journey and the caterpillar doesn't know that it's becoming a butterfly. And I know that I'm becoming a fucking butterfly and it's still painful. And I'm telling myself, surrender, surrender. If I resist, it's going to be even more painful. But like, fuck me, it's painful. Even though I even know that the butterfly is on the other side, it's fucking painful. But my silver lining is, if I can overcome herpes stigma and shame, if I can turn that berating self-hatred and most traumatic experience of my whole entire life, if I can get through that, I can get through this. If I can get through that, I can get through this. So any self-judgment, any fears of what people think, anything that's ever to come on my path, if I can get through that, I can get through this. And today, fam, we are going to go there. And not only are we going there, I'm actually bringing into the conversation anonymous shares around the herpes virus that I receive online daily. Please know if this is something that you are navigating, my inbox is always open to you. You get to DM me. Anything that is shared, reshared, and or spoken about is always, always held anonymously and confidentially. I know there is a version of me online who would have never in a million years sent a DM to a stranger on the internet out of fear that she would screenshot that shit and share it with someone, and eventually everyone in Perth would know that I test positive for the herpes virus. It was my biggest, greatest fear. So for anyone who actually does message me privately online, I just want to let you know how much further ahead in your journey and your acceptance journey and your reclamation journey that you are in comparison to me, to where I was. I shared with someone that I trusted and had known for years, and it was still so deep. It took me years to tell my coach, years. And the fact that you will tell me, a complete stranger on the internet, I feel honored, I feel privileged, and I feel incredibly proud of you and the journey that you're on. I hope you receive so much value out of today's episode. I know that you will. I know that I bring the fucking fire, because you know that time and time again, when it comes to this, I definitely do. Can't wait to hear your insights and hear what you receive. Let's fucking go. Hello, beautiful humans. I am truly excited to be on the mic with you right now. I just received a DM to my inbox, and I receive DMs like these almost daily. And I thought to myself, based on the uniqueness of a particular topic that I can speak so powerfully about, potentially I could bring into my podcast world some of the messages I have received only just this past week. And in case you're very, very new to the show and to my world, my name is Beck Antonucci and I support women to break free from ineffective self-worth and body image stories. Body image stories can be body dysmorphia. Body image stories can also be STI shame. And I actually test positive for a very stigmatized virus in society called the herpes virus. And I went through such a emotionally tumultuous and painful experience navigating my deep, deep shame around testing positive for the virus and was able to break through and break free from it and powerfully own it and turn the herpes virus into something that once was the worst experience of my whole entire life. And now I look at it equally as something that was so painful for a past version of me and now something that I believe is truly one of the greatest things to have ever happened to me. And every single day online, I have beautiful, vulnerable women and some men, but mostly women all around the world who send me very beautiful private messages that I'm allowed to share anonymously, that I share with my audience so that other women and men can see the bravery and the courage that people all around the world are facing off with and working with to be able to communicate this about themselves to people they really care for or people that they really desire to enter a partnership with or people they really desire to be intimate with. And unless you've been through the experience of the herpes virus, it's very, very hard to resonate with what it is because we can use facts and stats to normalize the experience of herpes. In fact, I think a lot of us are very aware that the herpes virus, HSV1 and HSV2, is really fucking common in society. And when you test positive for it unknowingly without choosing it, which is the majority of us, it is a traumatizing experience to go through. And our logical brain does not talk to our physical body when it comes to navigating trauma. And so whilst it might be slightly comforting to know that it's normal, the emotional experience of going through the pain and the shame and the shock of finding out that you test positive, that I test positive for the herpes virus, it really fucking rocks your world. And the reason I create so much success when I work with so many women who navigate so many different traumas, relational traumas, developmental traumas, one of the vehicles this emotional pain can show up is through the herpes virus. And a beautiful way that some of my clients create deep trust and resonance and rapport with me is through the commonality of the herpes virus. And the reason that I believe with so much certainty, conviction, and confidence that I know how to support humans to break through and break free from this particular thing is because it was a fucking lived experience. It was a lived experience. I have been through the shock. I have been through the shame. I've been through the denial. I've been through the berating. I've been through the hating myself. I've been through the projecting. I've been through the being angry at my ex-partner. I've been through the entire experience. And I've come out the other side to complete ownership. And it's really such a powerful thing that sometimes I think, I don't need to talk about the herpes virus anymore. I'm so far removed from it. It happened to me almost 10 years ago now. I've broken through and broken free from it. It doesn't affect my physical body. It's such a neutral event for me. In fact, I'm grateful for it. And I'm in committed partnership. There is no necessity for me to talk about this thing, except for now. Me, every time I anchor to that past version of me who really deeply resented herself and every part of her being and really truly believed that this thing made her so bad and so unworthy and so unlovable and really believed that her sexuality, sensuality, body image had been ripped from her, truly believed that no man would ever find me attractive or sexy again, believed that one of my favorite things, my sex life, my intimate life was ripped from me. I really believed all of that to be true. And at one stage in my life, I really thought that death, taking my own life, might be a better decision than living with a lifelong virus that is the herpes virus. And I believe that. And I know that every single day people are testing positive for this very stigmatized virus. And based on the stigma that exists in society, women and men are going through that exact same emotional experience. And so every time a woman every single day messages me online, whether she has just found me and has said, thank God I went on the internet and found you on YouTube, or whether she's been following me for a while and has said through the free resources that I share online that she's now cultivated the internal courage and worthiness to communicate her truth to another and found confidence and self-acceptance in that brave act. Oh, every single day it feels so deeply rewarding. It feels like my pain was worth it. that I went through all of that experience, the depths of every single part of that deeply painful, deeply shameful human experience to come full circle and be able to support and guide others to break through and break free from it. And the thing is, I'm not a herpes coach. People are like, yeah, you're a herpes coach. Anisha's so cool. You've got herpes. I'm like, thanks. I think I'm so much more than a herpes coach. I don't even know, where do you get trained in being a herpes coach, FYI? Because I don't think you do. I've done a lot of self-worth work, a lot of study, self-paced study, master coaching certification. Not any of the modules said, this is what defines you as a herpes coach. So no, I've done a lot of fucking work to have the skill set that I have to be able to support humans to break through and break free from whatever the fuck it is that they're going through. And the thing that I understand like the fucking back of my hand is the herpes virus. And so the reason that I'm jumping on right now with you is I just received a message to my inbox, and I've received quite a few this week, and I thought I would read some of them to you for the women that are already in my world and also for the new people that are just now touching my world. First of all, welcome, and I'm so glad that you're here. And just letting you know that every single day I do receive these messages that women and men share with me. They give me permission to share anonymously on my feed. And the reason that I do share them is it's very easy to see me and be like, well, Beck's doing it, but Beck also has an online business. And there's probably a reason for me to be so vocal about testing positive for the herpes virus. But that's just one person. And not everyone's going to resonate with my journey in terms of not everyone's going to want to have an online business. Not everyone is going to want to advocate for this particular topic. Some people just want to create deep acceptance within themselves, so much so that they can cultivate the internal courage and worthiness to communicate this vulnerable thing to their sexual partners and potential partners. And that for them is mass breakthrough. And so maybe if that person is looking at me, they think, well, I'm very different from Beck and I don't desire a similar life to what Beck has. So when other people who live very different lifestyles to me start sharing in their breakthroughs and their awarenesses and their insights that they've received as it pertains to testing positive for the herpes virus through the use of the resources that I share online, that woman shares hope to all other women that they can do it too. So I'm going to share a couple of messages that I've received. I received one right now and it says, I know I thanked you before for providing me with the tools and the confidence to disclose to someone very successfully, she put in brackets, after 4.5 years of no sex because I believed I was dirty, damaged, and disgusting. But I felt the need to share with you another positive that's occurred that couldn't have happened without your support. Ages ago, I was looking at closed dating sites for herpes positives. It felt so icky and so depressing. I hated that I was in this box. It felt like we were all the damaged goods that weren't worthy of being on a regular dating website with all the normal people. After following you for a while, I got the courage to make a Bumble profile, but geez, the thought of disclosing was always on my mind and made it really hard to enjoy the process. I would obsess over possible worst case scenarios and how I would handle them. Eventually, the negative thoughts just got too much of me, so I jumped off. I know this particular person has been following me for a little while now. Fast forward to 2 weeks ago, I decided to create a new profile as I've had a massive shift and I feel I no longer carry any shame about testing positive for the herpes virus. I started chatting to a couple of guys and one guy I've consistently talked to for 2 weeks and we've made plans to meet up. Well, it was only the other day that it dawned on me, shit, I mustn't forget to have the conversation because disclosing is so important to me, but holy fucking shit. It's become such a non-thing that I almost forgot about it. I was so stoked. I honestly never believed I could ever reach this place. I have all the tools to have the scary conversation. Never in my wildest dreams could I imagine reaching a place where I had absolutely no emotional charge. I don't for a moment underestimate the monumental growth, and there are no words to express just how incredibly grateful I am to you because I know I wouldn't be here if I hadn't discovered your work. Sending you so much love. Just fucking wow. And I'm going to share on this podcast today some tools and resources that might support you to navigate the emotional aspect of testing positive for the virus. You can go to a doctor for everything about the medication, and you can go to a nutritionist to learn how to eat to support your pussy or your vulva. I can share with you some incredible humans that I always bring into my group programs. I run a program specifically for the herpes virus called The Breakthrough.
And I bring on a woman, Rosie Rees, to talk about sexuality, sensuality, and pleasure to connect us back to our pleasure center and really provide the woman with insights for how we can reconnect to our pussy after we've potentially disowned her and dishonored her and potentially rejected her. And I also bring in Adrienne, the Yoni nutritionist, and I have her on as a guest speaker in Raw, Real and Vulnerable as well. And she talks about all the nutritional aspects of how you can support your vaginal health. But what I love to do, because I can direct you to places that are super empowering for you to go, the place that's in my highest alignment to teach and support you with is to support you to break through and break free from the emotional charge that's connected with testing positive to the virus. And in that freedom, it will then create so much space for a deeper, more intentional experience of life. You're now embodied in using your voice. You now are more connected to your pleasure. You now have broken free from the fear of rejection. Now you're more empowered when you're dating. Now you haven't resided to positive singles where you're hiding yourself from the rest of the world, thinking that you're so different from everyone else. Now you are truly embodied in your worth and your worthiness. And now you truly know that whoever is meant for you and whatever is meant for you will never miss you. Therefore, you are so willing and ready to communicate, hey, my name is Beck and I test positive for the herpes virus. I don't give a fuck if you choose me with it or not, because I know who is meant for me will always find their way to me. And who is repelled by my expression of this was never meant for my life. And because I'm a full body fuck yes to all of my yeses, my high top of the fruit tree yeses, I'm also a full body fuck yes to all the no's, which means if someone's like, oh, you talk about herpes on the internet, that's a bit much, isn't it? You're not my fucking person. Get out of my world. And thank you for telling me the truth, because I believe we only have so much space. And my space is here for what's aligned for me and aligned with me, not full of and filled with what's not meant for me. Therefore, if you think my herpes expression on the internet is too much, see you the fuck later. Because if you leave, you create space for more alignment in my life. If you leave, if the no's leave, you create more space for alignment in my life. It's almost like, you know, when someone hangs on to a boyfriend that's not meant for them and you're like, I can fucking see that it's time for you guys to break up, and they hold on and there's so much fear. And then they almost, I have this with clients, new clients that start with me, they almost want the aligned partner to come in and tap the other guy out so they don't get to go through the discomfort of the space and be in the space of I'm alone and I don't have anyone. And what does it feel like to be on my own? And what do I do on my own? And am I okay within my own company? But he, Mr. Alignment, is never going to come in when Mr. Misaligned is taking up space. Like, hey, my aligned partner, by the way, I've got a partner right now that I don't really like, but I'm going to tap him out as soon as you arrive. What do you think? Are you coming in? I mean, I know that my aligned partner would be like, no, my girlfriend, the woman that's meant for me, is not holding space for me while simultaneously holding on to what's not meant for her. Your life, live it the way that you desire, but that's my beliefs. So much so that prior to being with Jake, and I'll speak about standards and relationships and standards in relationship and calling in an aligned partner in a future podcast, but one of my standards was he must have been single for at least 1.5 years. I was not willing to be an emotional band-aid to some person who was navigating relational trauma and breakdown. And therefore, I knew that I'm fun, I'm vibrant, I'm different, I'm highly sexual, I'm very free-spirited, I'm a yes person. Sometimes I can seem very interesting to men. And I said to myself, when I'm calling in an aligned partner, that man will have healed from his past relationships and I will not be the fun band-aid. That was my standard, my desire. So I'd love for you to tune into what your standards and desires are. And I'm wondering, are you living in alignment with that? For example, when I called Jake in, I had been single for a really long time. But prior to actually calling him in, I had been very intentional about my sexual partners for almost 2 years. I had really created aligned space for there to be room for my aligned partner to show up. So just a little piggyback there for you to, just a seed planted to get you prepped for future podcasts.
It's the time you have all been waiting for. If you're listening to this podcast live right now, I am so excited to tell you that the doors for True Transformation are finally open. This 8-week, high-level, fully supported program will support you to break free from your limiting beliefs, break through any thoughts and fears of unworthiness, activate your voice, and unlock the fullness of your self-expression. This is some of my favorite work, fam, which is why this program always sells out. True transformation is something that has helped previous clients to speak their truth, live from courage, get into alignment with their core desires, confidently get into the dating game, define their standards and powerfully be a stand for those standards, call in their aligned partner, break through and break free from herpes stigma and shame, break free from the fear of rejection, create a healthy and thriving relationship with both food and body, and be a part of a connected community of women who more often than not become best friends for life. You are listening to this for a reason. If you're ready to take aligned action, head to the link in the show notes to see your exclusive Raw, Real and Vulnerable podcast community code, complete your application form and get ready to change your life. Let's fucking go.
Message number two that I received yesterday. Seriously, Beck, thank you for all that you do. In 2018, I tested positive during a routine blood work, but to this day have never had an outbreak, knock on wood. It's been the biggest mindfuck for me because on paper, it may say one thing, but physically, I wouldn't have known at all. I'm stuck in the trap of not wanting to be close to anyone because disclosing seems too hard, but through the message you share, I'm feeling more empowered by the day. I am starting with sharing my story with friends that I trust and trying to normalize it for me versus having it be this big scary thing. I really appreciate all that you do and fuck the stigma. Massive, right? I love that message because for me, that was a pivotal piece in my healing journey. I had tried everything to try and break through and break free from this virus. But my first thing that I tried was healing it. I believe so fiercely. I'm very pro natural health. I was like, I reckon that there is something out there that they are suppressing and they're not telling us and they're putting us in this big pharma wheel. And I went full on into it. I was like, I bet I can heal this naturally. And if I heal this naturally, then either A, I'll be the woman who found the cure and now everyone can know about it, or, and this was my bigger thing, I can be cured and never tell anyone about it. And then I'll never have to ever have the word herpes come out of my mouth. So I would do a different health routine and I would do a different health protocol. And then I would go to the doctors and get my blood tests and I would get my results and I'd be like, fuck, HSV2 antibodies detected. Damn it. I would go away to Byron Bay. I'd do an ayahuasca retreat, come back, do the blood test. HSV2 antibodies detected. Damn it. Do 3 days worth of Sananga. Medicine where you purge and it's meant to be deeply healing and have lots of natural healing properties. Do it. Apparently a 3-day ceremony is super powerful. Did a 3-day purge ceremony, went and did my blood test, HSV2 antibodies detected. Fuck. Did this, not Sananga, that was, sorry, I got that wrong. Anyone that's resonating with this will know it's the Amazonian toad poisoning. You like burn little burns. Well, you don't do it yourself. A shaman, a facilitator does it and they burn little burns in your leg and they put this Amazonian toad medicine / poisoning on you, on your skin, and then you absorb it. You immediately go red raw. Your skin blows up. I know I'm really not selling it, but I was like, anything to heal this fucking thing, I will do. You purge. I purge. Amazonian, I can't remember what the fuck it is. I'll remember at the end. Sananga is this other spiritual stuff that you put in your eyes. It burns like fuck, but apparently it opens your third eye. So I was like, that will help me see clearly so I know where to go to find the healing medicine that will support me to heal from this fucking virus so I never have to tell anyone again. Literally, that's how much pain I was going through, that it was selfish. I wanted the cure, not so I could fucking tell all of you so you could cure too. I wanted the cure so that I could live free and you, all of you, could suffer in shame. That's how much pain I was going through, because even if I was cured, I was going through so much shame that I never wanted the word herpes to come out of my mouth, that even if I cured myself, I never would have said, hey, my name's Beck Antonucci. I used to test positive for the herpes virus and then I found a health-based solution. I wouldn't have done that. That's how much pain and shame I was in. And so when it comes to the woman who has done her blood work and discovered that she now tests positive for a highly stigmatized virus but hasn't received an outbreak but knows that mentally it's consuming her thoughts, I really want to circle back around to, that's actually something that ayahuasca really showed me and supported me on my healing journey. I tried to heal it naturally. I'd done lots of personal development up until now. I feel like I had received so many resources on how to break through and break free from trauma, but I was still consumed by the deep shame that was the herpes virus, and I would never let anyone know. I would go to mentors, coaches, psychologists, workshops. I would research. And everyone that I asked questions to, I would kind of dance around the topic of herpes. I never wanted anyone to know. And so once I kind of got to the point where I accepted that none of these things that I'm attempting to do are going to bring me healing so that I never have to tell anyone because that's not my path, I started to do the holistic alternative therapy for myself. Okay, if I can't heal it naturally, maybe I can understand why it's here and how I can actually heal emotionally from this thing. And once I decided that, ayahuasca really started working with me. And so I went to Byron Bay, and I'm not sharing this with you to say go and do plant medicine by any means. That's your own individual journey to feel into if it's in alignment for you or not. I don't believe that anyone's here to tell anyone how to do anything, but it really felt like a pivotal piece to my important path. And so once I decided I'm not going to heal this so that I can never talk about it, but my healing is actually the emotional healing of it, I went over to Byron Bay, did another ayahuasca ceremony, and ayahuasca showed me that she had the ability to remove this from my life in the moment when I'm in the experience. It was almost like she came to me and handed me a scalpel and she said, here you go, Beck. You wanted a perfect life, right? You wanted to be perfect. You believed you feel perfect and you looked perfect and you had the perfect body and no bad things ever happened. Everything was perfect. Then life would just be perfect, right? And I was like, yes, I just want to be perfect. And I just want this perfect Instagram body. And I want to feel worthy. That's what I want. And so it was almost like she handed me a scalpel and she was like, okay, let's go to the events in your life that you'd love to remove. And the main one for me at the time was herpes. Herpes was the most traumatic of all the things that I've been through. Bullied in school, assaulted, punched in the head, knocked unconscious by an ex-partner. The thing that was most traumatic for me was actually testing positive for the herpes virus whilst going through a breakup with the person that I'd loved most in my world. I loved someone more than myself. So to go through a breakup and break up with a person that I loved, plus lose a family and a group of humans who I also loved, and also at the same time find out that I now test positive for a highly stigmatized virus whilst coming off the back of a 10-year disordered eating journey where I placed all my worth in my appearance and what people thought of me, it was a fucking roller coaster. And so I said to ayahuasca, obviously, let's remove the herpes virus. And so she started removing events from my life. And then she said, here you go, Beck. Here's your perfect life. And I looked at it. This is in the ayahuasca experience. I looked at it and I thought, well, that looks fucking boring. And in that moment, I realized I chose it all again. I chose every single emotion, every single moment, every single traumatic event that I said that I wish had never happened. I chose it. And that was a pivotal piece to me moving forward. And then she also said to me, where is herpes right now? And I was like, what do you mean, where is herpes? And she was like, where is herpes? And I was like, what do you mean? Where is herpes? She's like, where is it? And I was like, she's like, where is it? I was like, I don't know. She's like, it's not here. She's like, but where is it? I was like, in my mind? She's like, oh, interesting. Where on your body is it? It's not anywhere on my body. Oh, okay. Well, when was the last time it was on your body? Oh, 2 years ago? Oh, that's interesting. How long was it on your body for? Oh, 7 days? Oh, so where does the herpes virus exist then? In my mind. Honestly, that was the biggest wake-up call I had ever had. This fucking thing does not even fucking exist, except for in my mind. This is my fear. My fear is not the virus. I've proved the ego is always looking for evidence. The ego is always trying to find safety. But my body is safe because the herpes virus isn't anywhere near it. And yet in my mind, I am consumed. And so my fear is the thoughts about it and what thoughts are attached to me testing positive. And through me realizing that, my friends, is where my emotional healing began. And that's why I really wanted to bring it back to that woman's message, because she's saying, I just have blood work to tell me something. Physically, I don't feel or see anything. And yet my mind is consumed with the thoughts about it. And so my resonance that I desire for you to create with that story that I just shared is, what are the thoughts? What are the thoughts saying to you? What are you making the virus mean about you? Why is this blood work that you know physically hasn't hurt and or harmed you? What is this result on a piece of paper saying to you and making you fear? What are you fearful of? Because that, knowing the answers to those questions, is a key piece in supporting you to heal emotionally from the trauma of finding out that you test positive. And this is the final one. I received it last week as well. Just such sweet, beautiful women all around the world. And I love, if you're new to my world and you'd love to share something anonymous that you would love other people to hear and read, please do, because it really puts the most massive smile on my face. And I love, love, love seeing other women feel. So many women will then reply to the screenshots that I share and say, this gives me hope. This is inspiring to me. This is my permission slip to lean in. This is my permission slip to disclose for the first time. This is my permission slip to put my herpes diagnosis on my Tinder bio. This is what I needed to hear and read today. Thank you. Hi, Beck. I know you were getting a lot of these messages, but I just want to say how much your account has helped me. I was diagnosed a few months ago and I was so scared to start dating again. But then I met the sweetest guy. We clicked instantly. And then after a few dates, I decided to tell him about my diagnosis. I was so nervous. When I finished, he was so understanding and he said he doesn't care and that he appreciates that I told him. He had some questions and we talked about it. He said that this shouldn't hold me back around him and we're already planning the next day. So thank you so much. Before your account, I don't know if I would have ever had the guts to tell him. Beautiful. And this is the final one. Hi, Beck. I just want to thank you for your tips on how to disclose to a guy. I told my guy after our first meet and he made me feel so safe to talk to him about it. And it was your page that helped me have the courage in the first place. We've been together now for over 7 weeks and I don't think I'm going to have to disclose to another guy ever again. So thank you. And I said to her, I'm ecstatic for you and I hope he feels you well with love, safety, laughter, and lots of orgasms. And she said that he certainly has. I love that. Like I said, it really is full circle healing. And last week I ran a masterclass on sexual health and provided some really incredible tools to support women to start to shift and move through this experience. And if you're really resonating with this conversation, if it's a part of the reason why you feel attracted to me or are listening to this podcast, a beautiful thing to do is really to start becoming deeply reflective around why the herpes virus is still so emotionally triggering for you right now. And a great way to do this is by asking yourself some clarity questions. And you can come back to these frequently because as you grow, as you evolve, as you start disclosing, as you enter relationship, your relationship with testing positive to the virus is going to change. And the more that you do work on yourself and the more that you expand your nervous system and the ability to hold more life, the more you're going to be able to disclose with confidence. And know that if you disclose with fear to begin with, that's totally okay as well. But the more that you do this work, the more that you're going to create safety in your body, that it's okay for you to be seen in this world in your diagnosis and received in this world in your diagnosis. So my question for you is, how do you currently feel about testing positive for the herpes virus? And if you're open to this, I'd love for you to either A, DM me the answer, or B, take a journal and a pen out and really get really crystal clear around how you currently feel about testing positive. Is it something that you're deeply resentful for? Is it something that you're really upset about? Are you going through a lot of shame? Are you kind of in denial? Are you one of the women who stalks me on Instagram but never follows me because you're scared that if one of your family or friends saw that you followed me, then they're going to think that you test positive? And the worst thing that you could ever think is that people might know that you test positive for the herpes virus. Therefore, you stalk me every single day but never hit the follow button. And that's totally cool if that's you, because I'm going to let you know right now. There is no fucking way me 10 years ago would have ever, ever followed some pretty bitch on the internet and said to her, hey, Beck, I love what you're doing. I would have been so intensely triggered by me. I would not have been inspired. I was going through too much emotional pain, too much shame. And I definitely would have never messaged a strange woman on the internet and said, hey, Beck, thank you for all that you do. I test positive for herpes too. I was so fearful that people would know this about me, that my head would have said, what if Beck screenshots this message and shares it with someone that I know? What if she shares it to her story with my name next to it? How can I trust her? How can I trust her to keep this to herself? I can't have the word herpes and my name anywhere near each other because someone will find it and I will be ruined. Everyone in Perth will find this out about me. And the thought of anyone knowing it about me, it ate me fucking alive. And so the other journaling piece that I would love for you to go into, once you have clarity around what it currently feels like for you to test positive, I'm really curious when it comes to this particular domain of your life and you being embodied in your confidence, in your self-worth, in your diagnosis, in your acceptance of your diagnosis, I'm really curious what breakthrough actually looks and feels like for you. Because just like I touched on at the beginning of this podcast, my breakthrough and your breakthrough are going to look very different. We're different humans. We probably have very different desires. And so maybe for you, breakthrough looks like advocating about it on the internet and starting a YouTube channel and a podcast and blogging about it. Maybe breakthrough for you looks like telling the person that you're currently in a relationship with that you've been sleeping with for the past 2 years who you still haven't told. And that's more common than you realize, fam. I know a lot of people can be very hard and very harsh on themselves for not disclosing. And I take a little bit of an alternative view on that. I do not wrong anyone, blame anyone, or shame anyone for their lack of disclosure, because I know that through judgment, we never create transformation. And so I never put pressure on anyone to disclose. I always support people to act in their highest alignment and honor their truth. I know this is where I definitely feel herpes activists can go so wrong. They put so much pressure on disclosing is doing the right thing, that there's so much fear in the individual to disclose, that if I am consumed by fear, do you think in that moment I'm going to disclose, versus a non-judgmental, open and accepting person saying, it's your prerogative. It's your personal power. Just keep in mind, in Australia, it doesn't make it right, wrong, good or bad. In Australia, it's not on the notifiable infection list. It's not. What I encourage people to do is do what feels in the highest alignment to them and ask themselves, when do you believe would have been the right time for the person who passed it on to you to disclose to you? When would you have loved to have received that information? And do you feel that it might be reasonable for us to do the work to get you to that place? Not meaning that you're going to jump there immediately, but do the work so that you can cultivate the courage and worthiness to start to live from there. And because my approach is so open and so honoring of the woman and the man and saying you're in control and you're in the power and you're in the driver's seat and you get to disclose when it feels most in alignment with you. Quite often, disclosure happens sooner rather than later because I haven't drilled down their throat that you fucking have to. And when the person doesn't feel pressured and they believe that it's their own empowered choice because they desire to and it's their highest truth and their highest alignment, then they lean into that vulnerability sooner. So I'm a big, big, big advocate for take the pressure off forcing people to disclose before they're ready and let them disclose when it feels aligned. And I would guarantee that the aligned time is sooner than what you think it is versus putting pressure on them to do it because it's the right thing you would have wanted to be disclosed to. It's kind of like your parents forcing you to study when you're like, look, I fucking know that study is good for me and you motherfuckers trying to fucking force me to do this fucking thing. I don't want to do it. Why the fuck would I want to study right now? I want to watch TV. It's like, I didn't choose the herpes virus. I didn't fucking want the herpes virus. I know the right thing is to disclose. I just want to fuck. Like, the force is probably going to be met with some amount of force. The acceptance of you do what's in the highest alignment with you could be met with, you know what? I don't really want to. I'd rather not use my voice. And I really wish I didn't test positive for this fucking thing. I didn't choose it consciously. And yet it would have really felt great for me if the person who passed it to me had been honest and upfront from the get-go. So I'm going to lean into cultivating the internal courage and worthiness to say this brave thing to this person, even if it is on my comfort zone edge and I really don't want to. There's a bigger piece of me that says, you know what? I'm going to lean into this. That's where I believe result and transformation is created. And so getting back to the what would breakthrough look like for you, it could look like starting to tell your friends or your sister, your best friend, a male friend, just really creating crystal clear clarity around what this breakthrough actually looks like, because your pattern at the moment is, I don't feel worthy. I don't want people to know this about me. I'm scared of disclosure. And it's very easy for us to keep reverting back to that thought and feeling because that's known. What is currently unknown is where you desire to go. So where do you desire to go? What does breakthrough look like for you? What would it look and feel like for you to be embodied in your diagnosis? And I've done this before. Could you be on a dance floor in a nightclub or at a festival and be dancing and flirting with a guy? And if he goes to kiss you, just say, hey, if we're going to go home together tonight, it's important that you know I actually test positive for the herpes virus. It doesn't have to be this huge, massive thing that people make it out to be if you choose it. And quite often, the emotional experience
that feels so traumatic is the shame and the hiding. I really found in my honest, open expression of it, I was met with so much acceptance and respect and validation and acknowledgement. And I really found that some people were like, that's a no, and that's cool. We all have our own personal preferences and biases. And some people are like, I don't give a fucking shit. And so for me, I'm like, there's two kind of ponds to swim in. One, with all the people who don't want to be with me. And another one, with all the people who'd fucking love the opportunity. And for so long, my head was so focused on the pond where people were a no. And I thought that was the entire pond. I had no idea. There was a whole other pond. And so for me, now with my life, I say to myself, where am I going to focus and fixate my attention? On the pond where people aren't wanting to fish with me. They're not throwing out fishing lines with any bait on it for me. I'm not meant to swim there. But if I just go and swim in the other pond, there's so many fucking fishing lines with so much fish on it, I've got my choice. So I could be dancing with a guy on a dance floor and we could be flirting. And I went through a very promiscuous stage because when I was on the receiving end of the herpes virus, I was very sexually shy. I saved it for partners, boyfriends. When I was on the receiving end of the herpes virus, I was like, well, fuck this. I'm about to go and let the lid off the fucking jar and go for it. And so what I found was I could be dancing on a dance floor and I could tell a guy and he might be like, okay. And you're like, we dance and then the dance fades and then we end up in different ends of the nightclub. And I'm assuming, I can only assume, because I'm sure that there are other guys in the past that I've not disclosed to where we're dancing and flirting and then we've just fizzled out and went the opposite way anyway. But then there are other guys who I've danced with and it looked like maybe I would take him home tonight. And I could just say, hey, if you are coming home with me, just so that you know, it's important for me to let you know that I test positive for herpes. And I promise you, there are lots of fish in that pond who would be like, cool, thanks for letting me know, and move on with the conversation. So my loves, I hope that you received so much value from today, just sharing those beautiful messages that I received from women all around the world to remind me of the work that they're doing and encourage me to share their words anonymously with you to remind you of the work that they're doing so that you too can feel empowered to lean in to do this work. My invitation for you to going forward is create some space to do some journaling, to ask yourself those clarifying questions so you can actually create an understanding of what you're currently thinking and feeling as it pertains to testing positive for the virus, what you're currently making this virus mean about you, and what fears are attached to testing positive for the virus. And then really defining this new shape that you desire to lean into. Really creating crystal clear clarity around what breakthrough currently looks like for you. And remember, the breakthrough that you say now might change next week, next month, next year. But let's start with where you are at today. And it can always change. It can change tomorrow. It can change next month. It can change in 2 weeks. It can change in an hour. But currently in this right now moment, what would breakthrough look like for you? And once you've created your clarity around your herpes virus breakthrough and transformation, I would love for you to get clear on what is one action step that you can take that would move the needle on you taking a forward step towards this breakthrough version of you? What is one action step that you could take that would move the needle towards you becoming and embodying this breakthrough version of you? If you have any feedback on anything that I spoke to you about today, any acknowledgement for the brave women who shared their vulnerable open words, any insights that you received about yourself or any answers to your clarifying questions that you might love to share with me, make sure you connect with me over on Instagram at Beck Antonucci because I would absolutely love to hear them. For those women and men who really resonate with this topic, I am celebrating each and every single one of you for your bravery, for your courage, for your dedication to yourself, your worth, your self-worth work. And I promise you, if breakthrough is possible for one person, then it is possible for all people. I deeply believe that at one stage in my life, I would never break through and break free from this experience. And now I turn around and say it's one of the best things to ever happen to me. So if I can transform and transmute that energy into complete radical self-ownership, I know that you can too. My loves, I had the most brilliant time today. I'll see you on the other side. Have the most beautiful, brilliant day. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're desiring more from me right now, firstly, I love your eagerness. And secondly, let's make it happen. Check out the link in my show notes where you can receive more information on my books, breakthroughs, online webinars, all upcoming courses and programs, and how you can get started on your journey within my world today. I can't wait to be back in your ears next week. And trust me, you won't want to miss this episode.